Are we all ready? They're here? Okay. Okay, council, we'll turn to order, please, and we'll take item 440.
Item 440, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County for removal of reversionary interest on a portion of Lair Hill Park property and release the reversionary interest at Troutdale property.
Thank you, Mayor. Again, this was inadvertently placed on the consent agenda, and it's something that we're very pleased with, so I'm very happy to have the opportunity to introduce our staff here, your staff, Mayor, and mine from Parks. It shows the strong collaboration between the Office of Management and Finance, Portland Parks and Recreation, and Multnomah County to manage public property more effectively. And with that, I'll turn it over to our trio of wonderful presenters.
Good morning.
Today we're here to talk about the removal of a reversionary clause that we have on a piece of property out at Troutdale. It's part of the old Poor Farm, the Edgefield property, as you may remember. It is now part of the McMinimums and the larger property. We had a reversionary piece of language on a deed that we transferred over to the county back in 1923, I think it was, for it to be continued to use for those county uses. Since then, as you know, the Poor Farm shut down, the jail is shut down. The only thing left actually operating county out there is the animal services. So the reversionary clause allows the county to actually take this property and combine it with properties they've already worked to develop with McMinimums and the property there to release it for that use. The property we're talking about is mostly wetlands, and it's main purpose is for adjacent properties to be able to do mitigation on. There's some ability to do some agricultural work too, but that's the main purpose. What we have in trade for that is the actual reversionary clause that the county has on the Lair Hill Park property, which has the large brick building there that's in, you know, pretty bad disrepair, but the reversionary clause there is that it be always, you know, used for parks use. It's been used for storage for a number of years, and what we're doing is simply trading reversionary clauses, releasing our interest in the Troutdale property, and the county will release their interest in the Parks Lair Hill property for a partitioned lot around the building so that Parks can use that property in whatever is the best interest. If you have any questions, we're happy to answer any questions.
Oh, I'm sure there's an interesting story about how the city of Portland ever came to own that in the first place.
What is Parks intending to do with the dormitory at Lair Hill? Isn't it a historic structure?
It is not on the historic register. It is a very old building, however, but it is not a historic structure as of this point.
Introduce yourself for the record.
Excuse me. My name is Trang Lam. I'm the property and business development manager for Portland Parks. Just to go in a little bit deeper on the property itself, it's been in storage use since 2001, and it's very underutilized. So this will give us an opportunity to actually kind of think about what other uses might be. So we're going to have to go through that process.
So not demolishing it?
Not demolishing it. No. It's a beautiful building. We wouldn't demolish it.
Okay.
And also, it's not in very good shape, though. That's one of the places we looked at. Could we do storage for people living outside? And even for that use without much many people in it, it wasn't deemed suitable.
Yeah.
This, for those watching at home and those who are my age, it's the old Children's Museum before the Children's Museum moved up to Washington Park.
It is, yeah.
But it's it is a beautiful building, but it needs a lot of work to make it habitable and useful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe you don't know all the possibilities yet, but for the Lair Hill property, but are you going to put it out on RFP, or are you going to try to seek an internal solution within city bureaus? What's the university of possibilities here?
I think all of the above is all the possibilities. I've spoken with our director and the commissioner around probably putting out a RFP. Because it does need a lot of TLC, it'll probably need a lot of funding. So we'll probably try to look for a partner that could help us fund that.
Yeah. And one thing that we could do is do a lot line adjustment to make that a different property from their Lair Hill Park. And I want to be very clear to the neighborhood and those who love the park that we're not proposing to develop the parkland
or
in any way diminish the amount of parkland that's available for park uses.
We do have to partition a lot around the building. The reversionary release does not release the reversion from the rest of the park, so the park is still always park use.
And the setbacks is based upon current code right now.
Other questions?
I will also mention that Commissioner Salzman, one term of the intergovernmental agreement is for the city to devote any proceeds exceeding $389,000 from the detransfer of the building to an affordable housing or homeless shelter program mutually agreed upon by the Parks Commissioner and the County Chair or Operating Officer. So there is that component that was part of this whole mega deal with Troutdale and the park property. So as I say, we've been working on it for quite some time, and I think it really is a potentially a win-win-win.
Great. Other questions? Anything else that you all need to make sure we understand before we see if there's testimony on this item?
I would just add a little bit more to what Commissioner Fritz said, which is above and beyond the $389,000. It also would include any renovations that we would have to do to the building, as well as, you know, any of the setbacks and things like that. So above the cumulative number.
Okay, great. Thank you all very much. Anyone else want to speak on this item? If not, then it's an emergency ordinance. Let's take a vote, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, as you can tell, colleagues, this has been a tremendous amount of work, and I particularly thank Bob Keita, Pauline Goebel, and Trang Lam for their work on it. And this measure allows increased flexibility so that we can continue to figure out the highest and best uses of these public properties. Aye.
Hales.
Well, one, I want to commend you, Commissioner Fritz, and two, the Bureau for taking this approach to these kinds of properties. We've worked together on another one that had caught my eye, which were the unused derelict restroom buildings at Ankeny and Park, and you have that out for requests for proposals. And what we found, of course, is there were a lot of very creative ideas that came in from the community, and the Bureau is free, obviously, under your direction, to set whatever criteria we want, that we prefer a nonprofit or we're looking for this kind of community supporting use. But I think one thing that I've certainly learned over the years, and that's evident in that reaction, is that there are some creative people out there who are smarter than I am. And I take as my proof every time I go around the city, or much less to Edgefield, the McMinimans. This isn't necessarily going to become a McMinimans. That's not my point. Is that they can look at a building that I would say, it's too far gone, it's hopeless, and that was very much my reaction to the Kennedy School when they converted that into a commercial enterprise that was very respectful of the old structure. So I hope that's what happens. That kind of thing happens with the property at Ankeny, and that might be the outcome here. But I have learned from experience that there are people who can look at these old buildings and come up with creative, cost-effective solutions that I wouldn't think of, and maybe no one in city government would think of. We're out for proposals on the old fire station at 2nd and Everett on the same kind of basis. Well, not 2nd and Everett, 2nd Lovejoy, on the same basis. You know, the old fire station next to Union Station is pretty far gone. It's a historic building. We hope it can be brought back similar to this. I toured this building along with Chair Kefouri and Commissioner Salzman, I think, when we were looking at facilities that might accommodate temporary shelters, and ultimately led to our decision to try to use the Sears building. And one walk around this building made it clear not feasible for any kind of habitation without a major reinvestment. But I hope that some solution, either inside the family of city bureaus or in the community, can be found, because it is a great old building. It deserves rehabilitation, and hopefully this leads to that kind of solution. So thanks for good work on this, and look forward to the next phase of that work. Aye.